an international star leaves WWE. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Tuesday, April 19th, 2022. A big welcome to those of you listening on OccupyProWrestling.com. You can bring our updates to your website. Find out how at JustProWrestlingNews.com.
WWE.
Kushida is apparently gone from WWE. He's been moved to the alumni section on the WWE website. Fightful reported that Kushida's contract with the company has expired. Kushida joined WWE from New Japan in 2019. He won the company's Cruiserweight Championship. His last match in WWE was late last month. Natalya is set for some in-ring action on tonight's NXT. She will face Tatum Paxley. Also announced for tonight's show, Carmelo Hayes versus Santos Escobar and Tiffany Stratton versus Saray. Another WrestleMania rematch is set for WrestleMania Backlash. Edge and AJ Styles will clash once again. Bianca Belair is set to defend the Raw Women's Championship against Sonya Deville next Monday when Raw is in Knoxville, Tennessee. There's a new United States champion. Theory took the title from Finn Balor on last night's Raw, pinning Balor with A-Town down for the pin. Naomi and Sasha Banks are still the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. They beat Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley to retain the titles last night. Ripley took the pin, and then after the match, she took out her frustration. She turned on Liv Morgan. The Street Profits beat the Raw Tag Team Champions RK-Bro in a non-title match. The Profits orchestrated a mid-match distraction when the Usos' music started playing, and that gave them the opening to get the pin on Riddle. Seth Rollins chose Cody Rhodes' opponent for last night's main event. It was Kevin Owens, but Owens wasn't very interested in beating Rhodes, so he ended up taking a walk and eating the countout loss. Ezekiel passed his lie detector test, so he's totally Elias' brother, and then he beat Chad Gable via disqualification. Veer Mahan beat a local competitor, Jeff Brooks. The double commitment ceremony led to a rapid series of 24/7 title wins for Reggie, Akira Tozawa, and Tamina before the title returned to Dana Brooke.
AEW.
Tonight's Dark has Ricky Starks and Powerhouse Hobbs taking on Dark Order's Evil Uno and Stu Grayson, plus Keith Lee and Swerve Strickland versus The Factory's Aaron Solo and Nick Camarado, and Tony Storm will be in action. Solo and Camarado were on the losing end of a match on last night's Dark Elevation. They were beaten by Roppongi Vice. The Hardys in Top Flight beat Private Party, The Blade, and Angelico, who was making his return from injury. Also on last night's episode, Andrade El Idolo beat Allen Five Angels, and Anna Jay, Hikaru Shida, and Ruby Soho beat Emi Sakura, Rachel Rose, and The Bunny. Shida forced Rose to submit to a stretch muffler. This week's episode of NWA Power Surge premieres on Fight TV tonight. It's a special Velvet After Dark episode with Tootie Lynn versus Paola Blaze and more.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
A young lion notched the first singles win of his New Japan career. Ryohei Oiwa forced Kosei Fujita to tap out to the Boston Crab on Monday's show. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Tuesday, April 19th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss a thing. You can also support us by checking out our Patreon page. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.